Hey, you guys, it's Ben Greenfield. And if you hear lots of background noise, people partying, pina coladas being mixed, people jumping in a pool, it's because I am in Panama. Panama, actually far from Panama City, like a six-hour bus ride outside of Panama City, where I am at the world-famous Runga Retreat for the next week in Panama. I'm supposed to be soaking up the sunshine and paddleboarding, surfing, and teaching some courses down here, but instead I've spent the better part of the day resting due to a pretty badass scorpion bite. Regardless, I'm bringing this episode to you, and it is a good one, where you're going to learn about deer placenta smoothies, smearing clay masks on your face, something I've actually been doing every week since I talked to the cat you're about to hear, and a whole lot more with Andy Nilo of Alitura.
Well, if you're like me, you live a busy life. You don't really have time for many days off. That's why I talk so much about your mitochondria, because they generate about 90% of the energy your body uses, and keeping your mitochondria strong, it's one of the best ways to keep fatigue at bay. But these little mitochondria, darn things, are expensive to run. They use a huge amount of raw materials, especially when it comes to minerals. The problem is most people, including you and me, probably don't get enough minerals. And without minerals, your mitochondria don't have the cofactors they need to make energy. More than 97% of Americans don't get enough potassium. About 80% are deficient in magnesium. 40% are deficient in calcium. And those are three of the big ones. There's close to a dozen other trace minerals that are important for mitochondrial function, and most of us don't get enough of them, and you definitely can't get them from, say, table salt. It turns out that trying to take all the minerals you need by taking single mineral supplements isn't only hard because you need a ton of pills, but it's not the most effective way to get your minerals. That's why I take liquid, humic, and fulvic complexes. These are full-spectrum mineral supplements, which means you get all the essential minerals your body needs in one go without a daily handful of massive amounts of pills or very large capsules or anything else that's hard to swallow. I use Beam mineral supplements because they're almost 100% bioavailable. They come in a liquid form that's easy to drink. It's just two bottles. I keep them in my pantry, throw back a shot a few times a day. They're a great way to refill your mineral stores, especially for those of you out here who are haunting your sauna on a frequent basis, or sweating, or doing hot yoga, or anything else. Keep your mitochondria running strong. So if you want to up your mineral game, give Beam Minerals a try. Go to Beam Minerals, B-E-A-M, minerals.com, and use code BEN at checkout for 20% off your first order. I get laughed at, maybe because it's a little bit woo-woo, esoteric, invisible, whatever, but I use quantum energy. I pray over my food when I eat. I try and emanate positive emotions and feelings towards people. I do like little breath work and Tibetan longevity exercise moves to charge up my body with invisible energy. And yes, I even blast my home and my body with certain quantum energy products like necklaces and little boxes that I can use to charge up food. And I get this all from this company called Lila Q. Now, I realize that some quantum energy stuff is not provable by science, but Lila does have third-party studies revealing a remarkable 20 to 30% increase in ATP production, a vital process for cells. Quantum energy has over 59 studies already done and counting. These are randomized double-blind studies these folks are doing for blood quality and HRV optimization. I can't explain it, okay? I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I can explain how quantum energy would increase blood energy or blood quality. Could be placebo. I don't know. But all I can tell you is I wear their necklace. I use their products. I blast my home with their energy. And it's called Lila Q. I've got a podcast with them, a few, if you want to take a deeper dive. But you just go to the website. Check it out. It's kind of fun to surf around. And you know what? If anything, you're going to have some cool looking conversation products at your house and hanging around your neck. I love them. Lila Q, LEELAQ.com. Use code BEN10 for 10% off. LeelaQ.com. Use code BEN10 for 10% off. Hey, you want to spice things up in the bedroom and boost your sexual performance and do it naturally without nasty prescription drugs? You got to check out this stuff, Joy Mode. It's a powder. You can put it in water, or if you're like me and you're a savage, you can dry powder into your mouth. Contains clinically supported doses of L-citrulline, arginine, yohimbine, and vitamin C. So after taking this stuff called their Sexual Performance Booster, again by Joy Mode, your blood levels of arginine and yohimbine increase, and that directly promotes nitric oxide production, penile tissue relaxation, and increased drive. Well, the antioxidant action of vitamin C protects the nitric oxide from oxidative degradation, which then enhances the blood flow promoting activity of the nitric oxide. They thought of everything. They're super smart over at Joy Mode, and collectively these effects enhance sex drive and blood flow naturally to the penis or to the clitoris. My wife takes it too. It's amazing. You get better orgasms, better blood flow. You can kiss nasty prescription medications goodbye and have natural guilt-free energy for boosting your sexual performance. You can get 20% off your first order from Joy Mode. How? Go to usejoymode.com/greenfield. That's usejoymode.com/greenfield. J-O-Y. usejoymode.com/greenfield. They'll give you 20% off your first order.
In this episode of the Ben Greenfield Fitness Show,
I got hit by a westbound heading Land Rover, lost consciousness, and that point of impact hit me into the eastbound lane. I got run over by a Toyota Tundra. Both of them pulled over, luckily, and I was out.
What it does is just opens up the dermis and escorts the micronutrients and the ingredients of the mass just past that dermal layer, and so it just increases absorption drastically.
These are the things that I would just throw together, just put them on my face, just kind of like you said, just out of the shower, before the shower, just kind of throw them together because I knew that they would work best together.
He's an expert in human performance and nutrition. Voted America's top personal trainer and one of the globe's most influential people in health and fitness. His show provides you with everything you need to optimize physical and mental performance. He is Ben Greenfield.
Power. Speed. Mobility, balance, whatever it is for you, that's the natural movement. Get out there. When you look at all the studies done, studies that have shown the greatest efficacy.
All the information you need in one place, right here, right now, on the Ben Greenfield Fitness Podcast.
Hey folks, it's Ben Greenfield, and my face is covered right now in some kind of muddy clay substance that this dude who showed up at my front door brought me up to my bathroom and smeared all over my face. I think there's a little bit in my teeth, dude. Am I going to die?
No.
If I swallow this stuff?
You hear about those bentonite like toothpaste that they do sometimes.
Yeah, bentonite clay toothpaste. Yeah. I use one of those. So this is kind of like that.
Well, there's bentonite in there, but I don't know about the Rasool and what that may do to the teeth.
All right. Well, later on, I want to get the skinny on everything that's smeared all over my face right now. But it's more or less, it's a clay mask, right?
That's right. Yep.
Okay. So this guy sitting with me in my office. His name is Andy Nilo, and Andy, I'll let him tell you his crazy story, but he literally had like a maimed, bloodied face from getting struck by, I believe, more than one vehicle, and he'll fill you in here in a second. But I had him up to my house because what he did was he not only repaired his face, but he figured out how to blend all these different ingredients into some of the most unique, guys don't laugh because this is for you too, skincare products that actually heal the face. We're talking about like the equivalent of like smearing stem cells on your face. And I figure since I want to live to be pretty long and I'm doing all these things like injecting stem cells into my dick and taking NAD bark tea and doing injections and doing all these things to experiment with what one can do to stay young, as I was telling you in the bathroom, Andy, I don't want to live till I'm 150 years old and look like Yoda. So I figure I might as well start taking some steps and sharing it with you guys listening in as well. So Andy is here in my office, and he's going to basically fill us in on how to repair and regenerate the tissue in your face and how to look young, or at least how to look really silly walking around with mud smeared all over your face. And if you're listening in, I will post a photo on the show notes of me and the mud all over my face and what that looks like. And you can access the show notes along with the stuff that Andy and I talk about, everything else you need, if you go to bengreenfieldfitness.com/Andy. That's with a Y, bengreenfieldfitness.com/Andy. So Andy, I've already welcomed you to my bathroom, and now welcome to the Greenfield Podcasting Studios.
Well, thank you so much for having me. Seriously, it's been a big fan of you and a lot of other biohackers that are just trying to be the best they can be and keep as healthy as possible and
you know, so in this case, as youthful as possible for as long as you can.
As youthful as possible, baby. We want to Benjamin Button ourselves. Now, dude, you got to fill my audience in on your crazy story about how you wound up in the ICU. I think that's a perfect jumping off point. So what happened, dude?
Sure. So March 20th, 2011, I was crossing the street in Melrose in Sierra Bonita on a Saturday night. I looked down at my phone and kind of figured that cars were going to adjust to me. And it's just a bad habit. But I got hit by a westbound heading Land Rover, lost consciousness. And that point of impact hit me into the eastbound lane. And I got run over by a Toyota Tundra.
Holy cow.
Both of them pulled over, luckily. And I was out. And I got my clothes scissored off me. I was laying in the middle of Melrose unconscious, and I got taken to Cedars-Sinai Hospital, and I woke up with my compound fracture. So my chin was poking out through the bottom.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, the bottom of my mouth right here. I still have, like, little gaps.
Like your chin bone was poking out?
Yeah, yes.
Holy cow.
Yeah, and I still have little gaps, like, that food gets stuck in on the bottom of my mouth. It's really weird, and I kind of, like, fish them out.
On the inside of your mouth?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so I had 7 broken ribs as well, a collapsed lung, but I'm lucky to be alive. People don't survive accidents like that. And so I just was unrecognizable. It was really hard to look in the mirror. When I finally did, I just was very bad. But
yeah, I've seen some photos. It's shocking.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I'm not blowing smoke up your ass. Like, you look like a male model now.
No,
we're going to talk about some of the things that you did, but not like a Zoolander male model.
No.
I like to think you're smarter than that. So you're in ICU and your face is just completely torn up.
Yeah, completely torn up. I had a couple friends of mine in there, and I just didn't know what was going on. I was on a morphine drip, and I was just, you know, I quickly found out they were telling me not to talk because they wanted to keep all the particles at least in the mouth and not get dislodged so they could put them back together. I had a titanium plate put in. Well, this was actually the resident maxillofacial surgeon from Cedars-Sinai walked in, Dr. Rosenberg, I remember his name. He couldn't do it. They said it was the worst compound fracture he's ever seen. And so he needed some help. And so we looked into a private surgeon named Joseph Brugerity, who Dr. Rosenberg was going to assist to repair my jaw. And so I had a titanium plate inserted up top, one on the bottom, but my jaw was wired shut. All these teeth right here, they're all fake. They were all just nubs full of concrete.
Like, my goodness.
Yeah. And so I went home with that jaw wired shut and just a complete perspective on – I was reminding myself, and luckily I had my family and friends around me to help me with that. Just a lot of love, a lot of really good support. But yeah, I was in the hospital for a week, and then once that I was able to walk out of the hospital. And so one of my nurses was like, "Hey, any day that you can walk out of the hospital is a good day." And it's true, you know. I mean, so I just I went home, and I just didn't want to sit around and kind of wallow and just kind of think, you know, poor me or whatever. And so I just tried to figure out a way to beat it, kind of just like challenge myself and try to figure out how to get as much into the system and onto my body and just kind of counteract and accelerate the healing of my scarring, my abrasions, and then also get, you know, it's so tough with your jaw wired shut to get proper nutrition. I was in Cedars-Sinai for a week.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, and so I was just on Ensure. I didn't want to drink the tomato soup, just super high in sodium. And
Ensure,
no nutrients there.
Number one doctor recommended. Stock full of all the canola oil you need.
Yeah, Ensure. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, 36 grams of sugar to 8 ounces. I mean, do the math on that. It's horrible. But I actually keep one of those around just the house just to remind me.
Right.
But yeah, so I went home and I had a existing clay mask that I was using, just one ingredient, calcium bentonite clay. And I just started with that, you know, once my parents left and my brother and sisters, and they had to go back to work. But I was just, I didn't want to leave the house. Seriously, I would. A couple times I would go to Trader Joe's and I would just order things. It was like my jaw was out to here, at least an inch. I mean, there's a ton of swelling, and my jaw was wired shut. And so people would ask what happened, and the teeth are not there, and it was just really hard to, you know, experience that. So I went to whole new grocery stores and things like that. But then it just came down to I didn't even want to leave the house, and so I was just, you know, I wouldn't sit around. That's where my research, my R&D, when you're researching something out of necessity, there's no end. And I just became obsessed with skincare, with counteracting just healing of scarring, abrasions, and removing impurities. I was in absolute fog from CT scans, like twice a month sometimes, or about every month I would get an X-ray just to see how the bone is growing back. And then also the antibiotics that I had to take. I mean, the doctor was saying, hey, listen, that gets an infection. We're screwed. You got to go back to work, you know. So I was like, it just kills everything, you know, the antibiotics. And
including as if being that self-conscious and that torn up isn't enough already for depression. Antibiotics, you know, they downregulate your serotonin and your dopamine production, so they can spin you even more of kind of a tizzy from just a personality and a depression standpoint.
Man, that was definitely happening, and I try to do things like going on walks at night just to get that serotonin going, just to get that circulation from head to toe.
Right.
But I couldn't bounce around. I would just go on this one little bike path, 3.6 miles there, and then 3.6 back. So I was just getting good. Was it dark though, man? I just didn't want anybody to see me. I was just like the elephant.
Oh yeah.
But it's okay. I mean, that stuff just sticks with you in a good way as far as perspective and just kind of just remembering just where you were. But to this day, but yeah, so I would buy all these extracts just searching the web, like different little.
Specifically for the skin.
For the skin. Uh-huh. Yeah. And then also internally, I met with different Chinese herbalists to help with really building back and building my blood and reducing inflammation and getting as many just good. That's where I found out about spirulina, gynostemma, schizandra, hoshu wu. Just I really believed in Chinese philosophy of just building that blood and like getting revitalized quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. I did a podcast with Sean Stevenson who he didn't throw out his back. He had like disc degeneration, and we talked about how to jumpstart your body's own stem cell production or heal from the inside out, you know, like a lizard might regrow its tail.
Oh, okay.
And many of the things that you're talking about that I know are smeared all over my skin right now are things that he talked about in that episode. And it was mind blowing how this dude repaired his spine, and he was using colostrum, he was using aloe vera, he was using marine phytoplankton and spirulina, and a lot of these things that it sounds like you discovered as well along the way. But I think where you differ is you started to tap into how to use this stuff externally.
Topically, yeah. I mean, it's so...
Topically, yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. And I would drink a smoothie through this little straw through the back of my mouth, which was just horrible, full of, you know, deer placenta, egg yolks, bison liver. The first time I ever had it, I threw up through the wires. So imagine that. Like, you know, it's just your body can't take all that.
And, I got to ask, where'd you get deer placenta?
Ron Tiger Dragon Herbs.
Wow.
Yeah, Dragon Herbs. Amazing. Yeah, I wish it was just encapsulated, well, but I wish it was live.
You were just out in my barn, and I introduced you to Toffee and Caramel, the goats. And when Caramel had those seven baby goats that you met, she eventually ate her placenta. But I was just kind of eyeing her for several hours afterwards, and I figured if she didn't eat her placenta, I was actually going to go out there and harvest it. And you can make it in little frozen cubes. You can put it in smoothies and things like that. Because a lot of people don't realize. I mean, that stuff is chock full of cell precursors and a lot of growth factors and healing compounds. But the colostrum is also a great source for that. You know, that first milk that they produce.
Right. And so that's what I use in the mask, but also in smoothies and things like that, is the colostrum that's collected within the first 6 hours of milking. But it's just that spirulina, like you said, the American ginseng, gynostemma. Let's see, what were some other good ones? Hoshu wu. I mean, I would try everything. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to feel back and get back to my old self and just, you know, recover as quick as I could.
Now, at the same time that you were supplementing with all these things, were you also using them topically, or was that like an idea you had later on?
No, I mean, so there were a lot of things. I tried so many different things topically that didn't really work as far as just particle size and would disrupt the actual smoothness of the clay mask that I was using. But ingredient by ingredient, I would add certain things like the eyelite, the Russell, kaolin, pyrophyllite, bentonite clay. Those are just the clays. But several things didn't work. But I just moved everything out of my bedroom into my living room and just kind of I had this open windowed area in the back that used to be like a patio, but they made it a bedroom where I was where my old apartment that I was living. And it was just kind of fun just to open up the windows and relax and see the mountains and kind of just, it was my little therapy, creative outlet, so to speak. I bought a mud mixer from Home Depot. And
you bought a what?
A mud mixer from Home
Depot. A mud mixer for the clay masks.
Well, yeah, but I was just trying – I was making it for myself. And once it started to gain interest from the same people and friends of mine who saw me in the ICU, I mean, the abrasions were gone pretty quickly. The scarring had been significantly reduced. I mean, I was doing this mask every other day, sometimes even more than that, because I would just see and feel, you know, undeniable results. And I would feel better, you know, mentally as well. And so this, yeah, same people are like, what are you doing? As hard as it was to admit, I was like, well, I have this mask, yeah. And as a guy, seriously, I get it. I mean, I didn't really want to tell anybody. I was like, yeah, I'm doing this mask. I just wanted to recondition my face and kind of, you know, just help the healing of the scarring and the abrasions and pull out some of the swelling and hopefully maybe mix in some scar tissue. I was trying everything. I just didn't want to use the creams and serums that my surgeons were recommending that I use. It was full of parabens, stearates, fragrance. Sure, it smelled great, but it was counterproductive to healing. I really believe that. So I just, that's what I was doing. And I saw stimulation. Like, you're going to hopefully, you know, feel it and see it after you rinse that off. But it was something just to help remove those impurities, but just get that blood flow, get that circulation, get those stagnant capillaries moving around the face. And it's just something that made me feel good. And
now, this is a total rabbit hole, but you mentioned about how some guys might laugh. I just got done reading a book, oddly enough, called The Masks. I think it's called The Masks Men Wear. It's by my friend Lewis Howes. It's back there on the bookshelf behind me.
Right.
And in it, he talks about several masks, like the Joker mask and the sexuality mask. But he also talks about the athlete mask, the invincibility mask, and like the alpha male mask, and how many of us guys like to think that any of these things that we might perceive as beautification or as admission that we're less than perfect or as potentially effeminate procedures or things that we avoid, when in fact, I mean, it's like me with dry skin brushing, right? Like, I started dry skin brushing. It's this form of self-love that actually makes you feel, like you just alluded to, not just better from a physical standpoint, but mentally, when you take care of yourself in almost like this loving way, in what we might call an embracing of the yin, right? Like a little less of the yang, a little bit more of like this female yin, especially for you guys out there. I mean, obviously women can do these type of masks too, but it does really change like your perception and your approach to just yourself. And your creative expression and your embracing of a little bit more of kind of like the effeminate side of yourself. So
I'm happy to admit that. I'm so glad.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you know, you have something that you can control and bring your best energy towards every different situation that you bring. So if I feel my best, look my best, whatever, they all go hand in hand. And I just, you know, you feel better about yourself. You're going to exude better energy in every situation that you come across, whether it's professional, personal, business, just anywhere you go. It's something I can't control. It's part of my routine that I just know that what I'm going to get every single time with wearing a clay mask or with following up with a nice, you know, serum or anything like that. It's just, it's similar to working out, right? I mean, like, you know, you're going to get those endorphins going through pushing yourself and getting that sweat going, whatever it is. It's part of a routine, and it's something that's just – that routine and that discipline is just something that's part of making me feel good and at my best, and it's going to hopefully lead – that discipline and routine usually leads to hopefully success and personally, professionally, and whatever it is. So, yeah, it's true though. Like a lot of guys, I mean, even going to different baseball locker rooms and talking skincare where we go to different teams. We visit different teams in spring training every year in Arizona, and they're so used to supplements, proteins, clothes, whatever it is, people selling them on that type of stuff. But I mean, very rarely, I don't think they've ever, well, maybe they've had some like sunscreen people there, but skincare, I'm not trying to sell it to them. I just want to explain what's different about my products and just give it away. And then they're so used to number one, getting sold, and then number two, hopefully getting like, you know, supplements and that are just loaded with, who knows, maybe fillers and things like that. But I just want to, you know, skincare is a little different. You'd be so surprised. Like, they always come back because it's something I really think we can all relate to, just like wanting to look and feel our best, you know?
Yeah. I'm one of those guys who literally just steps out of the shower and smears a few things on my face and, you know, off I go. But
yeah.
I mean, like, you know, I won't deny that there actually is something to be said from a career standpoint and even like an income standpoint to symmetry, to beauty, and to the appearance. You know, whether you judge this harshly or not, our appearance matters, right? Like, people judge us, especially like you and I, for example, being people who are on videos and people whose our bios are appearing on, you know, book covers and, you know, and seminar websites and stuff like that. Like, I care about how I look, but I think you've kind of you've taken things to the next level. So when did you start taking these things that you're formulating at home to repair your face, when did you begin to actually, you know, tell people, hey, I, you know, try this out, I bottled this? Like, when did it actually become a business for you?
So I would document just what I was doing on Facebook. It was just a creative outlet that I just – it was a thing that I had. I never saw myself as an artistic or creative person, but I would just take pictures here and there, like me just mixing in my – shaking things up. I was handshaking my mask in my back room and going, hey, you know, here, like my first sale. I'll never forget. It was one of my – the person who set up my business account at Bank of America. But this was which led to – I was actually on a treatment list in a med spa in San Diego from one of my friends who is a friend of mine on Facebook named Mary Halls, who asked me to come down and try the mask on her. And if she liked it, then she would recommend it to a couple of her clients that she trusted. She loved it. And then the other clients loved it as well. And then they took it on board. And still no name, no website or anything like that. I just called – it was like the Nutrient Dense Clay Mask. And yeah, so they took it on board, and it was just getting – it was starting, you know, to generate money. And it was like – that was just like a victory for me in its own right. Like, I didn't ever expect to have a product or a business or anything like that. This is purely just out of just trying to get back to my old self and just regenerate my heat, you know, get back to where I was. And so, yeah, that was really cool just to say that I was, you know, located in a med spa and this product was getting, you know, three treatments for like $599 or something like that. But
yeah,
it was a trip. I mean, it was all out of my apartment. But that was the first victory, which led to that momentum, personally, professionally, everything, to take it to the next level. But how do you do that? You know, I mean, how do you even – I was it was just – I didn't really know what to do. But I was – that's how I met Dave Asprey.
Yeah.
And I troubleshooted his email address, got on as an ambassador to Bulletproof, and he had me on one of his podcasts, and I had a discussion just like this, and people wanted to know where they could buy the mask. They contacted him, contacted me, and I didn't have a website or anything. Oh, and it wasn't planned. We were just going to talk about nutrition and how I benefited through proper nutrition in my recovery. But at the last 5 minutes, you'll see he's just asking, like, what'd you do for your skin?
I'll hunt that down, that episode, and link to it for those of you listening in. So that was Dave Asprey's Bulletproof podcast.
Right.
Okay, cool. I'll find that one for people. So you started getting all sorts of phone calls and stuff after you were on Dave's podcast.
Yeah, so every time I just gave out my personal email address and had people contact me, he had like
Was that this one titled Engineering Resilience?
Number 90. Yep.
Okay, cool. I got it. Okay, I'll link to that for folks. Okay, so what happened?
And so, yeah, every time I refresh my Yahoo browser, it was like a new 24 people saying really nice things and wondering where they would get or how they could purchase a mask. And I didn't know what to do. He was getting contacted as well. And I got a PayPal account. I had to really scale up. I had people PayPal me what I think it was like $35 free shipping. Sounded good.
I remember those days. I wrote a little ebook when I was a personal trainer called Shape 21. It was like 21 days of how to eat and how to diet.
Nice.
I had to sort all that stuff out. You know, I figured out how to, and it was like magic the first time it happened. It was like, wow, somebody actually paid something online. And there I can see it. And then it was like a few days before I actually believed that it would wind up in my bank account. I'm like, oh, this is some kind of like a web scam or something. And then lo and behold, I've got like whatever it was, like $14 in my bank account. And I was like, holy cow, I did it. I figured out how to actually make something. And somebody who doesn't even live near me was able to pay for it. And we did a transaction online. I remember the very first time that happened. And then I was hooked. I was like hooking up the PayPal transactions to my email. I remember logging into my email every night and be like, dude, I sold two more books.
It's addicting.
Get on Christmas
unreal.
Morning.
Unreal. Yeah. Something you created. Yeah. And then someone out in Sweden or wherever they are is right. believing you enough right. to purchase. It was enough. It was adrenaline that really hasn't left. I mean, it's super exciting.
You can definitely overdo it. Like my friend Manish Sethi, he designed this Pavlok device that shocks you.
Oh, okay.
When you engage in bad habits.
Yeah.
And I he was my roommate at a conference, and he had hooked up his laptop to go ding every time that he sold, because he had this whole Pavlovian response thing.
Yeah.
And he the night that we were hanging out in the hotel room, his episode hit Shark Tank, right, on this Pavlok device.
Oh, yeah.
And he didn't turn it off all night. I could hear it out in the living room. Ding, ding, you know, our bed. It was just like ding, 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 ding. So, yeah, I think you can overdo the Pavlovian response by getting too hooked up to the sales that you're making. But at the same time, you figured out how to actually take this stuff and sell it and fulfill it.
Right. And
so were you still just mixing it up at home?
I was. Wow. And so get this. So Dave and I ended up meeting a couple weeks later, but to sit down and talk about, you know, business. But up until then, I didn't know anything about packaging. I was handwriting instructions out. I would go to Whole Foods and get those big containers for almond butter and peanut butter and olive oil or honey, whatever.
Yeah.
They're snapshot, like, you know, the little to-go solo cup, but they're clear. And so I would clear them out of those. I would get 50 tops and 50 bottoms, and I'd bring them over. The same manager every time was like, all right, what's going on? They had to come up with a price on the spot. It was 15 cents each.
Right.
So whatever that is, I don't know, 750. So I'd walk out with – I'm serious. I had to do that pretty often.
That's pretty funny because, again, like Coral, I remember doing the same thing with this book, Bubble Wrap Packages at Staples. Once I got up to the point where I was selling, like, you know, 20, 30 books a day, I was just like – going to Staples and buying all the bubble wrap I could find
to
package up these books and send them off in these little mailers.
And you didn't even think, like, maybe I should buy them in bulk and not have to go here every day, right?
Right.
But it was such like a feeling of...
maybe I could hire an assistant to do this for me. Like, that thought never crossed my mind. Man, I just wasn't thinking that way at that time.
That's a big thing, though. It's just like the assist. I didn't pass on. I didn't delegate up until 2016. Just because, I mean, I don't recommend. That's probably my biggest mistake. I didn't sign up for. And now I'm with. Well, now I have a fulfillment center, but shipping easy and actual, you know, post like a scale. I mean, come on, that's terrible.
That's what I wound up eventually doing. Was I found like a fulfill, because I would print all my books at this little place over, you know, between Coeur d'Alene and Post Falls, and I would literally just drive my car over there, pick up all the books, bring them back, package them, and send them out. You know, and then once I heard that there was actually a fulfillment center, and they'd actually print for you, and they would ship you, and that was like, again, it was like a kid in a candy store. It's like, they'll do what?
And
this actually exists. And yeah, just piecing it together. You'd think that smart guys like you and I would have figured out that we didn't need to reinvent the wheel, but there's also something to be said about growing your business just from your home and doing everything. You know, as much as I tell people it's useful to hire an assistant and to outsource and to do the things that you're good at the same time, kind of knowing how some of the little pieces run. You know, I programmed my very first website, right? And just knowing how that goes, it really helps me now work with people as far as delegating, you know, what needs to be done.
Knowing exactly how to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
From start to finish, explaining that,
yeah.
With the product, though, it was difficult. And with orders, for me, it was just, you know, because a lot of our bottles are bottled in our own glass. And if they don't pack it right, it's shaking around in a box. And
right.
Now it gets shipped back to me, customs paperwork, things like that, not filling out the right values. Now it gets shipped back. Now the customer's pissed off. I mean, these are things that would start to happen. I mean, are 100%. We would have to, you know, they say that you have to be understanding of the fact that nobody's going to be 100% like us, and they're going to be 80, 85. So my first hire was my little brother, and he came down. He's going to be a cop. So he had to go back, but it was perfect. I mean, he was about 90, 95 when orders would come in. He was as stoked as I was. It was perfect. He never butchered an order. We got him out that day. I mean, now fulfillment centers, they don't work on the weekend. I worked all day Saturday. I barely stopped on Sunday. I would get him ready Sunday as well and just ship them off as early as I can Monday, because that's like the biggest thing, you know, orders get to the customer as soon as possible. And that even impresses the customer even more, like, wow, it's already here.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a big thing I would say to anybody out there, is just delegating as soon as you can. There's so much technology out there that I was handwriting, you know, to and from slips.
Yep.
Come on, you can just print those right out. I mean, that would just say, just waiting in line, not dropping them off, but wait, like USPS has a service for this. Like,
Stamps.com. Podcast brought to you by Stamps.com. Now it is. So you eventually named your company, how do you pronounce it? Alitura?
Alitura.
What does that mean?
So it's Latin for feeding, nourishing. And your skin being your largest organ, you want to treat it like another mouth.
Gotcha. I mean, it's like food for your face.
Right.
Face food. You should call it face food.
Face food. I thought about that. I think I think that was taken, but yeah. I like Alitura.
Alitura is a little bit more refined than face food.
Yeah.
It's this whole range of, like, what I have smeared on my, what do I have smeared on my face right now? Like,
okay.
Walk me through what each of the things, because I know you've got like a serum. You got this really good fragrance, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I gotta
pick your brain on that later on.
Man,
but this mask, like this is what you use to repair your face.
Mm-hmm.
So what's in it?
So there's Eyelight Clay, Bentonite Clay, which which is a green desert.
What was the first kind of clay?
Islite.
How do you spell it?
Islite. I-L-L-I-T-E.
Okay.
It's consumable. It's also, I mean, there's so many different names for these clays. So it's French green clay is another common name for it. But yeah, Islite, Rasool clay, calcium bentonite clay, kaolin clay, which kaolin you'll commonly see in many scrubs. It's a little, the particle size is not quite as fine. That's a subtle exfoliation, but to the mask, but it also just really blends right in, adds a nice smoothing, just creates an amazing just smoothness to the texture of the mask, but also to the skin at the end.
What does the clay do for guys who are just going to put on aftershave lotion or a serum? Why would you want to include a clay? Like what does the clay actually do?
So the clay is the Islite is heavily loaded in minerals, particularly silica.
Okay.
And so as a building block of collagen, it's important to just kind of feed the minerals that are lost as we age and that we're depleted in as we age.
So if I've got leftover after I put on my face, I could like find any cut or scar or anything in my body and it would assist with that area as well.
I really feel like it would.
FDA to come knock on the doors.
But I've done that before, you know, and it's helped me out. I mean, mitigates irritation, the healing effects that it has. Nothing surprises me anymore. That's why, I mean, it's extremely effective. Clays are from the earth, loaded in minerals, and I'd rather have it from the earth rather than synthetically made in a lab or just something right. like that.
Okay, so we've got the clay, and then what comes next?
We have organic kelp powder, which is a very potent, it's loaded in sodium alginate, vitamin A, C, K, B12, and it's a very potent topical cleanser, and it's just there's just something to be said. It's similar to like the algaes and the spirulinas, and being from the ocean, it's just loaded in those good like the blue green algaes that I think there's something when you combine the blue and the green. Isn't there some type of stem cell benefits to the skin topically that I've heard more and more about organic kelp powder, and particularly.
I did a podcast with a guy named Craig Dinkle about this, mm-hmm. how it actually has blood building properties,
really?
like specifically for red blood cells, but it also somehow stimulates a little bit of like a stem cell production, like mm-hmm. in addition to erythropoietin or red blood cell precursors, there actually is a stem cell effect. The other cool thing is it interacts really interestingly with sunlight, that particular molecule, that chlorella molecule or that chlorophyll molecule to produce ATP. And so there might be some kind of an effect where it's actually allowing for a little bit of energy currency for some of these other things that you're putting on your skin to work simultaneously. So this is just like a kelp that you're using for this chlorophyll
right.
type of molecule
right.
or the stem cell type of molecule on the skin.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That was something that I got two ingredients from spa treatments. That would be the ascorbic acid and the organic kelp powder. Cause I would go around and get facials back when I was just getting, just a little, maybe a facial done before a job in the entertainment industry or something like that. But so those two, I knew that I wanted to have in the mask, but things like the organic, the grass fed colostrum, the freshwater pearl powder, the American ginseng and the ascorbic acid and the kelp powder, I knew that I wanted – that was the final roster of those nine ingredients. But
right.
Just measuring them, because these are the things that I would just throw together, just put them on my face, just kind of like you said, just out of the shower or before the shower, just kind of throw them together because I knew that they would work best together. But then getting the final measurements down and then having right. to – when before Dave put it on his site is for first like Bulletproof Approved skincare product. Like he hired a project developer who's now – Carissa Bodner, she owns Thrive Cosmetics, but he hired her specifically just to make sure that the mask was like all on point, like, you know, perfectly put together. So we had to make some adjustments there because you couldn't just, I mean, the measurements had to be specific and done.
Yeah.
Done
well, perfectly. When we mixed up in my bathroom just a little bit ago, we had to get it in like it's like a toothpaste consistency.
Right.
Then you smear it on your face. So you had to experiment with the way that all these different powders, this kelp powder and the clay and all these other powders actually work together
right.
to mix correctly.
Well, if you're like me, you live a busy life. You don't really have time for many days off. That's why I talk so much about your mitochondria, because they generate about 90% of the energy your body uses. And keeping your mitochondria strong It's one of the best ways to keep fatigue at bay. But these little mitochondria, darn things, are expensive to run. They use a huge amount of raw materials, especially when it comes to minerals. The problem is most people, including you and me, probably don't get enough minerals. And without minerals, your mitochondria don't have the cofactors they need to make energy. More than 97% of Americans don't get enough potassium. About 80% are deficient in magnesium. 40% are deficient in calcium. And those are three of the big ones. There's close to a dozen other trace minerals that are important for mitochondrial function, and most of us don't get enough of them, and you definitely can't get them from, say, table salt. It turns out that trying to take all the minerals you need by taking single mineral supplements isn't only hard because you need a ton of pills, but it's not the most effective way to get your minerals. That's why I take liquid, humic, and fulvic complexes. These are full spectrum mineral supplements, which means you get all the essential minerals your body needs in one go without a daily handful of massive amounts of pills or very large capsules or anything else that's hard to swallow. I use Beam mineral supplements because they're almost 100% bioavailable. They come in a liquid form that's easy to drink. Just two bottles. I keep them in my pantry, throw back a shot a few times a day. They're a great way to refill your mineral stores, especially for those of you out here who are haunting your sauna on a frequent basis, or sweating, or doing hot yoga, or anything else. Keep your mitochondria running strong. So if you want to up your mineral game, give Beam Minerals a try. Go to Beam Minerals, B-E-A-M, minerals.com, and use code BEN at checkout for 20% off your first order. I get laughed at, maybe because it's a little bit woo-woo, esoteric, invisible, whatever, but I use quantum energy. I pray over my food when I eat. I try and emanate positive emotions and feelings towards people. I do like little breath work and Tibetan longevity exercise moves to charge up my body with invisible energy. And yes, I even blast my home and my body with certain quantum energy products like necklaces and little boxes that I can use to charge up food. And I get this all from this company called LilaQ. Now, I realize that some quantum energy stuff is not provable by science, but Lila does have third-party studies revealing a remarkable 20 to 30% increase in ATP production, a vital process for cells. Quantum energy has over 59 studies already done and counting. These are randomized double-blind studies these folks are doing for blood quality and HRV optimization. I can't explain it, okay? I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I can explain how quantum energy would increase blood energy or blood quality. Could be placebo. I don't know. But all I can tell you is I wear their necklace. I use their products. I blast my home with their energy. And it's called LilaQ. I've got a podcast with them, a few, if you want to take a deeper dive. But you just go to the website. Check it out. It's kind of fun to surf around. And you know what? If anything, you're going to have some cool looking conversation products at your house and hanging around your neck. I love them. LilaQ, LeelaQ.com. Use code BEN10 for 10% off. LilaQ.com. Use code BEN10 for 10% off. Hey, you want to spice things up in the bedroom and boost your sexual performance and do it naturally without nasty prescription drugs? You got to check out this stuff, Joy Mode. It's a powder. You can put it in water, or if you're like me and you're a savage, you can dry powder into your mouth. Contains clinically supported doses of L-citrulline, arginine, yohimbine, and vitamin C. So after taking this stuff called their Sexual Performance Booster, again, by Joy Mode, your blood levels of arginine and yohimbine increase, and that directly promotes nitric oxide production, penile tissue relaxation, and increased drive. Well, the antioxidant action of vitamin C protects the nitric oxide from oxidative degradation, which then enhances the blood flow promoting activity of the nitric oxide. They thought of everything. They're super smart over at Joy Mode, and collectively these effects enhance sex drive and blood flow naturally to the penis or to the clitoris. My wife takes it too. It's amazing. You get better orgasms, better blood flow. You can kiss nasty prescription medications goodbye and have natural guilt-free energy for boosting your sexual performance. You can get 20% off your first order from Joy Mode. How? Go to usejoymode.com/greenfield. That's usejoymode.com/greenfield. J-O-Y. Usejoymode.com/greenfield. They'll give you 20% off your first order.
Now, what about you said the kelp powder and the clay, then you said pearl powder.
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
Pearl powder, I mean, it's definitely – the geishas have been using it for centuries apparently to
– The geishas, in Japan.
Right.
Wow.
Right, just to minimize sunspots. So their whole – it's like a elite like hierarchy type deal. So if they're the paler their skin was and the more even their skin tone is – it just signifies they weren't out in the rice fields picking, collecting rice, and just, you know, the sun beating down on them, and just, it creates an absolute, just pristine smoothness and clarity of the skin, and it, as well as just complete, even, like, nice, smooth, like, porcelain finish, seriously. So I knew I had to have that in there. I was already taking it internally with water just to help for liver cleansing, because it had been recommended to me through George at Jing Herbs, actually. And so I knew I had to have that in there. I was actually, it's so expensive. It was just one of these that I was adding to my existing clay mask. I would break open a capsule and you only get, I think, like 90 for the jar or whatever. But I was like, let me try this out. The particle size, I think that's everything with these with the mask, is just get, because it's, we wanted to try, you know, to see if like a different pearl powder, we still use Jing's.
Uh-huh.
For some reason, their particle size is just, I mean, it's like silk.
And that's really important, the actual particle size.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, if you mix it, I mean, if it crumbles off, I mean, it's still the same. If you see on your face right now, it's just, it's not drying off. It's not flaking off too badly.
Yeah, it's not crumbling. It's on my shirt or anything.
No, I mean, it's so, it's, but that's what it is. It can't flake off. That's like, if it does, I mean, it's not going to be stimulating that air, the areas that I wanted you to hit, like the under eye and just right around, just leaving that congestion around the
and this will help out with like the bags underneath my eyes too, right?
Absolutely.
Like when I travel.
Absolutely.
Now, before, I want to get back to the ingredients in a second, but before I smeared it on, you had me do this roller on my face. What was that?
So that's a microderma roller. They're little, it's basically a handheld derma roller that has little titanium micro needles at different lengths. We sell one on Alatur's. It's 0.25 millimeter, 0.5 millimeter, and then 1.0 millimeter. Ranging on different sizes. Like if you haven't done it before, I'd recommend starting off small. But what it does is it just opens up the dermis and escorts the micronutrients and the ingredients of the mask just past that dermal layer. And so it just increases absorption drastically. But I wouldn't overdo it. Maybe Sunday, I do it twice a week.
Because it's actual needles. So you wouldn't want to do too much of that.
See, that's the thing though. They're not too bad. I mean, they are little titanium micro needles, but you're not going to draw blood or anything like that. They're small enough to the point where you just can control the pressure. If you really go over the top, you're going to get stimulated with, you know, a little bit of redness like you saw.
Mm-hmm.
But I love that, just the absorption, that, you know, just the increased absorption of the mask or the serum or whatever you put on afterwards.
Yeah.
It's effective. It really increases just the effects of the mask.
You want to see. So I'll add that derma roller to my face biohacking protocol, but I'll show you one thing I have here that I do.
Sure.
Full body. I won't show you this one because that one I pull down my pants for and I do it on my balls. But this one, it's like,
nice.
Just like bright, bright collagen. This infrared therapy. So what I did, you guys listening, is I flipped on this Juve. I've got one here and one here. And so this is for collagen production.
Yeah.
So I could do this on my face. I could do it pretty much anywhere on my body where I'd want collagen production. I'll flip these on at night too when I'm working and use these instead of regular lights because it's red light. So you don't get a lot of the blue-white light. You don't want to look into them too long, just like you'd want to wear your sunglasses if you're in a tanning bed. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I can add my derma roller into this and just blast my face with the red light for collagen production.
Right.
Do a little derma roller, do a little clay mask. I'm going to catch up with you, dude.
Hey, no, you're already there.
I'm taking notes. Okay, so we've got pearl powder, we've got desert clay, we've got kelp powder. The other one I heard you mention was ginseng. Why would you put ginseng? Because a lot of people use that for, like, you know, it's almost like an adaptogen for hormone regulation or balance or for energy. But why would you put it in a skincare product?
So I met with George at Jing Herbs and I was buying his pearl powder. And he's like, have you ever thought about putting ginseng in your mask? And I was like, I mean, I definitely, you know, supplement it with it with my morning tonic, but, you know, internally, but externally. He's like, well, they say that the people that handle, the workers that handle the ginseng, their hands, they don't wrinkle. He's like, you may want it, coming from him, I just I thought I'd try it out. And it sits on the face a little, it's the same idea with the particle size. It just sits on the face a little bit smoother. And it holds together a little bit better ever since I added that in there. It's just I've noticed a little increase of blood flow to the surface of the skin. And then also it holds together a lot better with ginseng in there. And I like that story. I like that story that he told me about. And I just, I'm such a believer in ginseng. Ginseng was one of those, it's remember gin sauna way back in the day when Scottie Pippen and was like, oh, I take gin sauna. I mean, this is 20 years ago or whatever. It's just one of, it was probably my first supplement or herb or anything that I heard about. And so I just, you know, things like that kind of take me back. But I, and then it's my first, that I would say Hoshu Wu, spirulina are probably my top three that I've been taking ever since I was younger.
Yeah. Now, when you include anecdotes like that, do you have to be careful with claims? Like, are you allowed to, like, you know, the geishas use it on their face to assist with beauty or smoothness, or these guys who harvest the ginseng don't get wrinkles on their hands. Like, you can't say that on the actual label, right? You can talk about it on a podcast, but you're not allowed to, because I've run into that too. I'm like, you know, I use these ketones for enhancing my endurance during Ironman triathlon. And when I used them, I blended them with like electrolytes and a little bit of MCT oil and some amino acids and just a slow release carbohydrates. I had energy for hours and hours during these Ironman, and none of the gut rot that you get from maltodextrin and fructose and these other energy content. But I can't say that on the label of an actual like formulation that I designed, because that's like a, it's an N equals one. It's a case study. It's crazy what you can and can't say.
I know, absolutely. And I let my customers talk. That is something we definitely don't say on the website. Our claims, you know, you have to be extremely careful with, especially with skincare, reducing wrinkles, and helps support.
Supports normal skin. Which is boring as hell, but it's just, that's the kind of thing you have to say. Although I think on a podcast you can say anything. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
you will grow the most beautiful beard ever when you try Andy's kelp powder.
I'm extremely careful with that. I know what it, how I feel. Afterwards, and just the extremely consistent results that I get every single time after using the products. And I just kind of, I let the customers do the talking. Reviews are everything.
So I
really believe in how we formulate the products and the ingredient decks. But other than that, I try to, you know, you're absolutely right. You got to be very careful, especially with supplements, skincare, cosmetic industry as well.
Frustrating. I mean, I'd love to just be able to tell stories, right? And like true stories.
About
I developed this because I just love ginseng. I used to use ginseng. I heard that, you know, you can't get wrinkles on your hands. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, I get it. We have to protect people, but at the same time, it gets silly. So the other thing you have, because we were talking about this when we were greeting my goats, was you know, they make these Nigerian dwarf goats that make this amazing colostrum, right? Like the first milk that comes out for the babies. Even if you don't want to eat the placenta, you can get a lot of those benefits with the colostrum. But you actually have what's called first 6 hours grass-fed colostrum. That's a mouthful in this. What is that, and where do you get it, and why do you put that in there?
So I work.
Most importantly, how do you know it's the first 6 hours?
Well, it's, you know, I'll tell you. I use CenterTech colostrum, and they explain the whole process of collecting it within the first 6 hours. The babies are fed first, and apparently they go through the whole process of how they are. They say it kind of tickles the mother. When they harvest it, it's not like a very painful process for them, and the babies are fed first, and the rest is collected, and that's what I use in my skincare product. It's extremely nutrient dense. I mean, it does have an IGF-1 growth factor content that maybe you can help me out with on that.
Yeah,
but
it certainly is. I mean, that's how it allows the young mammals to grow into big mammals, is it stimulates growth factor production or IGF-1 production.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, some people will consider that to be synonymous with insulin production. And you can see a small rise in insulin production, nothing like you get from glucose or anything like that from colostrum. But the main idea is that you see a big boost in IGF-1 with almost a non-existent rise in insulin levels. And because of that, you get growth without the spike that you get from, say, like drinking a big glass of milk or eating a steak. And the other thing with colostrum is that those growth factors are used for the gut. That's what heals up these zonulin proteins in the lining of a young mammal's gut. It's what's found in human breast milk as well.
Okay.
Which is why it's important to breastfeed your kids, or if you can't, to give them something like colostrum, because it seals the lining of the gut. I even use it, I'll load with it for a couple of weeks before I do a race or a competition in hot weather, because it actually decreases gut permeability in athletes who exercise in the heat. There's some really fascinating studies on colostrum specifically for increasing gut resilience in hot weather exercising in athletes. So yeah, it's got a host of benefits, which makes sense. I mean, like, it's one of those things where nature gives us clues. You could imagine, you know, some old hunter gatherer farmer, like, you know, rubbing his chin, watching these little goats, you know, feed off of mom and seeing how the first part that comes out of the nipple's different than the rest of it. And, you know, trying some of that stuff out and seeing what happens. But I'd never thought of smearing it on my skin.
And what about, I mean, Tom, they made a little a hair regrowth. And now I'm not talking about claims. That is one thing I'm not going to touch on. But he had a hair regrowth serum that he put on, you know, just because he felt that it was going to help with, you know, the scalp and just hopefully regrow a, you know, more healthier follicle. But it makes so much sense to me to hit that freshly exfoliated area with good nutrient dense ingredients like that, like the colostrum. And especially with the IGF-1 content and everything that is in, you know, with a nice, you know, in its rawest form collected within the first 6 hours. I mean, a lot of, like, it's a very hard ingredient to find that is, you know, with when it's collected within the first 6 hours like that. But it's one of my favorite, it's one of our most prominent ingredients, that and the pearl, everything in there is just something, it all has a purpose that I just, when they, you know, the synergy that it creates is something that's, it's pretty special. So
yeah. So you smear this on your, and how often do you do this mask personally?
I do it up to 4 times a week. Sometimes if we're, you know, like you said, if you're traveling or if you have to speak, it's just perfect. You know, just looking your best. Like it really just kind of creates
family photos.
Perfect. Family photos. Yeah.
Before a date. Okay. Cool. And now you've got other things too. So now you've got like a serum, you have a fragrance.
Right.
What else do you have?
We have a night cream, body lotion, moisturizer, fragrance, serum, body oil, derma roller.
Wow.
And yeah, we have a supplement as well.
What's in that fragrance? This stuff smells amazing.
Cedar, sandalwood, organic alcohol, fragrant oils, and a little bit of leather, a little bit of like a cucumber at the end right there, a little vanilla, black pepper.
It's like a manly man scent, dude.
Hey, no, I love it.
Like, I'm sure. Do you wear it?
I wear it all the time.
Do the women go crazy over that?
Women and guys. I had a guy who's like, man, I'm sorry, man. That shit's fire. What are you wearing? I'm like, oh, dude, it's like the best compliment you get in the world, right?
I usually use essential oil, right? Like, I'll mix vanilla and sandalwood.
Right.
I'll do Lang Lang sometimes.
Right.
I like this one. Young Living Essential Oils makes one called Valor that I'll smear on my skin. But that stuff you make, dude, once you start producing, is it available yet?
It's available. We just made the purchase order on the bottle, and it's 14 to 16 weeks lead time, and then another 4 weeks.
What's it going
to
be called?
Presence.
Oh, Presence. Dude, Presence. I love it.
Thank
I love
you,
it. I will be a customer for
I
that
appreciate
stuff.
That.
Big
Thank
big
you.
Time. Okay, so Presence. You heard That's it first lot. Here. A couple other questions I wanted to ask you while I have you here. Obviously, what you consume is important. So do you have any like little dietary staples that you're sure to include for skin healing or collagen production, or, you know, in addition to what you're smearing on your face, anything that you found to be big wins when it comes to food or supplements?
Let's see, I would a good amount of fats. Ever since I've started, you know, consuming good things like grass-fed butter, that's been huge. Ribeyes, animal fat. That's been like really with the is K2 content in the in animal fat.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got to be. That's big
a lot
for
of K2.
Skin. Yeah.
Well, in some animal fat, like especially stuff like grass fed butter.
Okay.
Gonna have a lot. Anything that's gold or yellow like that.
Right.
Like a really good rich egg yolk will have some K2
okay.
in it as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Egg yolks are huge.
Yeah.
Fermented vegetables, really keeping that good gut health and just kind of things moving and keeping as much. It really, with our body's ability to digest that and then absorb as much of the nutrients from that fermented vegetables, would you agree with that?
Yeah, it sounds very much like, and I guess it makes sense because he was very into symmetry and teeth and bones. There's like a Weston A. Price type of diet, right? Lots of fermented foods, not eschewing dairy, but doing things like colostrum and grass-fed butter,
right?
Including, you know, he'll do egg yolks, a lot of ferments, and not just fermented vegetables, even fermented grains, right? Like really good sourdough bread, or taking like quinoa and soaking that and fermenting it. And yeah, I think this concept of eating a lot of what nature has to offer seems to really help out. And I interviewed Kate Shanahan about this too, about ways that we can improve symmetry and beauty. Not only the importance of that from a cultural standpoint, but you know, it's why my kids, you know, they have their own little supplement drawer up in the fridge, and they do vitamin D blended with vitamin K2, and they've got like a fermented cod liver oil.
Nice.
And, you know, there's not a ton of supplements that they take, but especially the ones that help out with bone growth and symmetry and beauty, for sure. Colostrum is another one that they do.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
They have a podcast, and they cook with colostrum on the pod. They just made colostrum bone broth donuts.
From the colostrum right skin. Out there?
They use like a more powdered concentrated colostrum because we need something in powder form for the donut batter.
Right.
Yeah, they use bone broth, they use colostrum, they use like a banana fruit flour. It was amazing. Donuts. It tasted good. I wish some were left, but I ate them all, Andy. What about
sweet potatoes, broccoli?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I mean, just staying as mineral like dense, just replenishing. Yep. And then working out is herbal, you know, eating as soon as I'm done working out. But I'm trying to think if there are any other game changers that I have.
Well, I actually wanted to ask you about that too, was your fitness routine and striking a balance between not overtraining and depleting the body, but also getting good sweat. You know, one thing I swear by is like I do a sauna a few times a week for the skin. Mm-hmm. I was showing you my cold soak outside, and I'll go back and forth between that and the hot tub for blood flow and for skin flow. Do you have anything you do from a movement or a lifestyle or an exercise standpoint that you consider to be like a real game changer for you as far as your own fitness and health or even your skin vitality is concerned?
So I would say the sauna, infrared sauna, is huge. Matter of fact, if you were to hop in the sauna right now, so you're going to hit it from the – so opening up the pores and getting that sweat going really increases the absorption and the stimulated like the properties.
So you can hit the sauna while the mask is on your face.
As soon as it's dry like that,
it won't like all sweat off and stuff, or
– No, I mean a little bit, but it's just like you have everything
– Or what about just like flipping this on and letting like the infrared shine on my face?
That too.
Yeah.
That too. That's ideal. But I like the heat and the fact that the sweat, like opening up your pores and then maybe escorting some of those nutrients of the mask right into that area that was just opened up. Like that whole idea when you put the hot water on before you put on the mask.
Yeah.
Sauna's ideal.
Yeah.
And so, there are a couple companies that do that in their whole protocol as far as like infrared mask and then, but put it on, like if you put it on and then hopped in the sauna but before it was dry, you may sweat it off, but right now that it's completely closed,
and it only took like 20 minutes to dry,
right?
And then well, some people leave this on all night. Like, could you sleep with this on?
I know people that have. I definitely have. I like to probably 20 or 30 minutes, sometimes an hour tops. You know, you start checking emails, it's already dry, and then you hop in the shower, then it's done. But yeah, I've definitely slept with it on. No real difference. I've experimented with a little methylene blue in the mask. Yeah.
I'll use methylene blue sometimes as a nootropic because it assists with activation of mitochondrial activity in neural tissue.
Right.
But doesn't it stain your face? Like, it's very potent stuff.
It doesn't.
It rinses off, huh?
Right. It does. Yeah,
interesting.
So you mix it in, it looks just like
methylene
that.
Methylene blue. Who knew?
A couple drops, Dermaroller, methylene blue, maybe a couple little things of the serum in there.
Yeah,
my
friend, for those of you who want to know a little bit about methylene blue, my friend Joe Cohen has a great video on his self-hacked website about how to make methylene blue for like pennies on the dollar. So I'll put a link to that one in the show notes as well. If you want to know how to make your own methylene blue, I actually travel with that as well to assist with some of the inflammation that occurs with, you know, jet lag and airline travel. So, okay, methylene blue. I'm going to add that to the show notes. And again, you guys, this is all over at bengreenfieldfitness.com/Andy. That's A-N-D-Y is where you can access the show notes for this. So I guess one other question that I wanted to ask you was, you're packaging up all these amazing things that you smear on your face. When you're buying this stuff, isn't it, just from a business standpoint, I'm just curious, is it expensive to, I mean, isn't it kind of nerve wracking to be spending so much money on all these ingredients? Or do you predict how many orders you're going to get based off previous sales and just get it made?
No, I just, it's interesting, but the truth of the story is I don't find out my cost until the end. I just design my dream product every single time. We don't have the big corporate overhead.
Right.
So I'm able to just, I mean, we have 5 staff, I have a team
of
investors and things like that, but they know it's just like with our Pearl Cleanser, uh, our, or serums or night creams with two different plant-derived stem cells, Manuka honey, colostrum. I mean, that's just in one product.
Love Manuka. I used Manuka when I got MRSA, and it just like killed that. So the first time I got MRSA during a race, I went the traditional route on antibiotics and iodine packing. Uh-huh. Second time, I used Manuka honey. And a little bit of Thieves essential oil. And it was just like, it was gone in like 3 days.
Yeah. I mean, it's unreal. And that's how I made little paste of these and melted it down in a cast iron pan. I have the first night cream that I ever made. But it's just little stories like that. I just want to create the best products, and regardless of cost, I mean, may not make the best money for the team, but I'm serious. It's like making a meal. I just want to make sure that everybody loves it. And the reviews are, you know, it's just, that's what I live for. And so right now I can do it. I'm just going to continue to do that. Like if we don't have that big
approach.
Yeah, it's
that's what I want to do with a lot of the products I'm working on now, because I'm kind of in the background trying to design some new formulations for like endurance and for you know, for breakfasts, for stem cell precursors and stuff. But I'm actually whenever a formulator is asking me, you know, this costs this much, are you sure you want to do this phytoplankton? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, you know what? If I would pay whatever $6 per breakfast for a breakfast shake, that's worth it to me. I'm still going to spend $10 if I go to freaking, you know, like a restaurant or Whole Foods. I'm going to spend $15 for breakfast. So, yeah, I mean, like I want high quality ingredients and everything will sort it out. There's got to be at least 1,000 people out there like me who just don't care about cost and just want the highest quality stuff for breakfast. Right.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I agree. It may not be a business that's going to like sell to billions of people, you know, in China, but at the same time, I mean, like I know everybody listening to this show, they'll do a clay mask on their face if they can look as good as you do, dude.
Likewise,
you guys should see the before and after pics of Andy. I'll put a link to his website in the show notes. Like I promise you guys, you can use code Greenfield. That's your code. So if you just go to the Alitura website, I'll link to that. It's Alitura, code Greenfield. Gets you 15% off of Andy's stuff.
20, and
or is it 20? Wow, we bumped it up. I don't know. Whatever it is, we'll put it in the show notes. You guys are going to save a lot of money. BenGreenfieldFitness.com/Andy is where I'll link to a lot of the stuff that Andy and I talked about, including his other podcast that he did with Dave Asprey, where he got into this concept of engineering resilience. And then finally, million-dollar question. How do I actually get the stuff off my face? Is it cold water? Is it warm water?
It's
clicking my heels together 3 times?
The best way to do it is hopping in the shower.
Letting a goat lick it off.
maybe. But I would definitely hop in the shower and just let the water rinse it off. Don't like overly kind of rinse it off.
Warm water?
Warm water, yeah. Okay. Warm water. And then finish with a cold rinse to close the pores. I brought my moisturizer and serum here. I mean, it's just insane.
Cold water, close the pores, moisturizer, serum. Boom.
Yeah, it's just
– I love it.
And then one more hack I would say, just like a nice serum before you go out in the sun. I really believe in sunlight. I mean, maybe you can touch on that a little bit better. It's just I've noticed increase like in, you know, internal like hat, you know, just maybe a little endorphin rush from that, but also just a little bit of a – I don't know. It's just something that it's – like, can you explain that, how that –
It's a combination of near and far infrared. So UVA and UVB aren't going to do a lot for the skin aside from increase the melanin production, but and the vitamin D, but the infrared, the near and the far infrared, the same as you would get from a sauna. That's really where you see a lot of the benefits for collagen and for skin healing.
So, okay.
Yeah. Which is why you can't just get it. It's like I think there was like the photo of like the trucker who would like drive and he'd get the UVA rays, I believe it is, just through the window on his skin because the windows block out the UVB, and he had horrible skin.
And that one side of his face is just like a
great sun exposure, but horrible skin because you have to get the full spectrum UVA, UVB, near and far infrared. I actually eventually would like to build or purchase a tanning bed somewhere in my home. And if you're listening in, please fill me in because I'm trying to research this, that has that combination, right? UVA, UVB, near and far infrareds. You could work on your tan and at the same time work on your skin health, get the mood boosting effects that you're talking about. And also when you get the full spectrum, much lower risk of something like skin cancer. So,
Yeah. Okay.
So there you have it. Okay, folks. So again, BenGreenfieldFitness.com/Andy. Andy, it was pretty cool to have you come up. And and also, if you guys are listening, I'll put a link to the video that Andy and I shot in my bathroom as well so that you can see how I actually used the derma roller that he talked about and the clay mask. So Until next time, I'm Ben Greenfield, along with Andy Nilo of Alitura, and all the show notes are at bengreenfieldfitness.com/Andy. Signing out. Have an amazing week. Andy, thanks for coming
on. Hey, thanks so much for having me, Ben. Seriously.
You've been listening to the Ben Greenfield Fitness Podcast. Go to bengreenfieldfitness.com for even more cutting-edge fitness and performance advice. We'll be right back.